This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, my little victory is I think I convinced Owen to wear a coat today since it's going to be like negative 29 at some point.
Dog.
I can't even get the guy to wear pants on a normal day in the winter, but he actually was going, okay, Mom, okay.
Received and when I...
When I talked to him last night and when I woke him up this morning before I left, he goes, all right. So I'm hoping to God he wears a coat and gloves. That's all. He doesn't even have to zip it.
Just what? Today you got to zip it, big dog.
I've tried to tell him. So my little victory is I think I got through to my kid.
Fingers crossed.
Be warm out there. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I actually got a coat on myself. You know, for the guy that doesn't really wear a coat either, my sweaters just get thicker, right? And sometimes a light jacket will go on my body as well.
It's too cold.
Winter coat today, baby. And zipped up. I said double hooded. I was even looking for gloves, but when you know what, I got thick pockets. It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's really cold. When I went out to start my car, which I know I have automatic start, but I still like to go start it.
Oh, start, not the 10-minute start.
Not the 10-minute start.
You like to give it an hour?
When I went out there, it was like I ran out for 5 seconds, and it was painful in the garage. I'm like, I wasn't even outside for more than 5 seconds.
Oh, and you got a garage?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have been cold at all.
It was painful.
It's cold.
It's painful cold. So be warm. Mm-hmm. Be warm out there if you can, if that's even possible.
Stay inside if you can, if that's even possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my say.
Yeah, good morning, by the way. It is February 18th. We're over halfway through February already. It's a Tuesday morning.
Flying.
It's crazy.
We're soaring, and flying.
We sure are. And the exciting part of this week is we're giving away Summerfest Power Passes this week on the show, which gets you in all 9 days.
That's why I was singing, dog. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for Summerfest.
I have a really funny story to tell you quick. One of my good friends texted me yesterday and said, hey, is this Power Pass sale they have going on a good deal? Because my teenager, my 17-year-old wants to buy one.
The $57 one?
And it ended yesterday, sorry. Mm-hmm. And so now you just have to win them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But she heard us talking about it. We were talking about it on the show last week when Summerfest came.
With Jared, yeah.
And I said, it's a really good deal because the Power Pass gets you in all 9 days.
$6 and some change for all 9 days music.
So she texts me and she says, okay, my daughter's gonna buy one. She goes, should I buy one too? And I said, I'll get me and you in, but no. So don't worry about you.
Yeah.
Well, it read it out loud in the car. And her daughter was in the car. So her daughter heard me text, no, make your daughter buy one, but I'll get me and you in. She goes, my daughter, it read it out loud in the car, and my daughter heard all of that. And I go,
head scratcher, yikes.
Well, tell her I can't afford to send her and her friends, but I can take me and you to
Summerfest. But I got us. You know what I'm saying? I got the OGs, but I can't get you YNs,
man. So embarrassed.
Or YLs, honestly.
DZ, see, I'm like, no, make her buy one, but I got you.
I got you,
and
girl.
And then it reads it out loud. Kill me now.
It'd be like that. Oh, well.
So anyway, so Power Passes on the show today, and Jim Gaffigan tickets online this week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very good week if we can stay healthy, which is questionable at this point.
You got a joke about Hot Pockets that still makes me laugh to this day, bro. Hot Pockets.
Wait, what?
Now listen, if you know, Jim Gaffigan, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Oh,
I think that's the guy.
I might
be mixing up my redhead guys, man.
I know who Jim Gaffigan is, but I believe you on the Hot Pockets joke.
I'll double check the reference.
Okay, very nice. Well, we're going to get into our weekends next with the question of the day, so hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so let's talk about our weekends, because yesterday was President's Day, if you care.
Shout out to the presidents, all past.
All right, so this weekend, I was fighting off a sickness, and I finally started feeling a little bit better last night, so I took the boys to see Dogman. We went to the movies, remember? We talked about this last week off the air.
Oh, yeah. Dogman.
It's a spinoff of what, Captain Underpants?
Captain Underpants, that's right.
Yes, and it was a really, really good movie.
Keep forgetting to try to check that out, man.
Yeah,
was it good?
It was really good.
Dogman.
I enjoyed it a lot, and even though my kids have read the books and I see them sitting around, I didn't realize Dogman was based on a literal cop and a dog being merged together when they got into an accident, putting that dog head on a man's body. Like, it all clicked yesterday when I was watching the movie. I'm like, oh, Dogman.
See?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
I've seen like Petey the Cat and all that. So it's interesting to really understand who some of these characters were, because we've talked about it. My kids have the characters. They've read the books.
They be knowing these characters on point too. Like, it becomes a part of their like daily activity when they talk about them at school. It's fun.
Yeah.
I remember the days. So I remember Captain Underpants days, man.
So it was good. We went to see Dog Man. We were at Marcus Majestic, which I hadn't been to that theater in a while out in Waukesha. So it was a good little into the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do this weekend?
Tried to rest as much as possible, and by that I mean not rested at all.
Like, yeah, why did you get no rest and no resting your voice?
It's hard to do. You got two littles, you know what I'm saying? A wife, a family, when you're celebrating birthdays. Ended up taking our nephew Christmas / birthday shopping, Wrigley, because it was his birthday over the weekend. Went home real quick, said happy birthday, saying happy birthday, said hey,
went home to Gurney.
I can't talk today, and everybody's like, okay, we're gonna keep talking today, and naturally just kept talking. And then, you know, here we go, President's Day, go to the gym, and what do? Keep talking.
You're gonna have to stop going places. You're gonna have to stay in the house for a day or something to get you to shut up, because the second you get around people, you start talking. You don't know how to be quiet.
Yeah, and I thought it wouldn't be a problem for me.
Please. I thought you were really actually gonna rest this weekend, and you did none of that.
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble. You're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying, and it's getting really frustrating. So, but yeah.
I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you're irritated.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. But you know, it was a long weekend.
Who do I need to hurt?
Nobody. I just don't know why I'm in trouble now. Like, I'm trying to save my own voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I'm saying you may have to miss out on some stuff once in a while, is what I'm saying. Like, I know you don't want to hear that, but this is going to be part of you taking care of yourself, or you're going to miss out on everything. You know, this is the mom coming in and be like, listen.
I get it.
The problem is we're too social, you and I both. And that's what I mean. Like, you can't put us in a room with other people and us stop talking. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Nope.
We start talking to other people. We're people.
And when we say, hey, I can't talk, and then somebody's going to go, why not? I'm going to keep talking to explain to you why I can't talk. And then 15 minutes later, I'm going to try to stop talking.
You know, I understand. It's really, really difficult.
It's so annoying, man.
It's really, really difficult.
Either way, I had a long weekend of continuing to talk.
Well, happy birthday, Wrigley.
Thanks.
Shout out to Jeremy and Trainer.
Big Rig, my boy.
What did everybody else do this weekend? We want to know. 414-533-1037. You know what? We can go to the phones. Why not? You want to?
You trying to hit? What's up? What line?
Let's hit up line two. How about line two?
Two? All right.
Why not? I'm scared. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. You are safe. Trust me.
Good morning, Ryan from Calabama.
Good pool.
Hey, somebody, oh, Shakira in Plymouth texted in and said, I think DZ needs to learn sign language and those around him too.
That still won't help him. That man's going to talk his ears off.
That's what I'm saying. You put him around people, it's over, dude. It's
I need
over.
To get one of them little text-to-talk app things where I could just text it and it'll say it for me. Yeah, not for real.
Ryan, what did you guys do this weekend?
I went nostalgic this weekend and I bought myself an N64 and me and my son have been playing Mario Kart ever since.
Yeah, we're on the way.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, we're on the way.
I thought you were going to say you went to Disney on Ice with the littles. You didn't even do that, huh?
No. I went out and I bought myself a Nintendo 64.
Nice. Well, I'll see you later today.
Yeah, no, we're on the way. Like I said, we're on the way.
Come on now. Bring it. Let's go. I got four controllers.
Oh, it's on now. And a hot brother-in-law. It's on now.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a second. Ryan, what games were you playing?
I just bought Mario 64, yes. And I bought the Nintendo system in general.
Oh,
do you
fine.
Realize that they're like $150 just for that system?
Oh, yeah, they ain't cheap no more. I mean, they were never cheap to begin with, but now they make them even more expensive because they're classics.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, I started a new hobby thanks to Tony from Racine also because he hooked me up with another game that I wanted. So.
What was the other game?
Rush 2.
I don't know what that is.
It's a car game where you're able to like jump off of ramps and do a bunch of flips and get points and all that stuff for
it. Very nice.
There you go.
Design your own car. So we were having fun. Emerson was decorating his cars and doing it right. So.
Teaching them youngins right, man. Hey, you gotta when it happens, he's the one that has to blow the cartridge, bro. Not you saving the day. He's got to learn like we did.
All right, Ryan. A good day. Bye.
Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Oosh. All right. So Kelly in Sussex texted in and said, I went to see the Germantown High School's a cappella group that competed in Oak Creek. Very talented kids from every school. Okay.
That's a niche pool, but I'm kind of proud of it. That's lit. That's lit.
That's very cool. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about our weekends. Sherry in Caledonia texted in, said Mason had a basketball tournament all weekend in Menominee Falls. Lost one, 1-2.
Hey.
Boys got the consolation champ. Nice job.
There you go. I like that.
I went to see Dog Man with my boys at Marcus Theaters, The Majestic.
I got
to
see that. Dog Man.
It was really good. It was really cute. You celebrated Wrigley, your nephew's birthday.
Big man's a teenager now. Big team.
And you worked out at Princeton with your trainer yesterday. Very impressive. Princeton Club.
Met a very cool listener, Rachel. She put me on to a lot of game at Princeton Club.
Was it Rachel in New Berlin?
I'd assume so.
I bet it was.
She said her and her husband were working out with their trainer, Mike. And then you normally were putting people on to Princeton Club things. She was putting me on to Princeton Club things like the Aquabed.
Shout out to
her. She's a very nice lady.
Keely's calling South of the Border, day two. Ooh. We make it a South of the Border regular. Look out.
Good morning, Keely.
Hi.
Good morning.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, you remember I told you about the dumpster fire with raccoons and stuff?
Yeah.
And it is mainly because we have grandkids who are obnoxious. So this one ate the whole box of 20-something pieces of candy in less than 3 minutes, and she's a narc, and we're trying to figure out a way to
Or the grandkid ate the candy?
The grandkid.
Yeah, the 20-piece in less than 3 minutes, that's a lot.
I thought she was going to say that the grandkid ate the Girl Scout cookies, and then it was going to be some fighting words happening, because I didn't know where you were going with that.
She's actually two today. Happy birthday, Nova.
Nice. Oh, happy birthday.
But nice.
She's a tail. So all weekend, we're trying to, I don't know, find ideas on how to like, hey, you can't be such a narc. Like, grandpa went poop. That's fine. Keep that to yourself.
Okay.
You know,
you have a kid that tells. You're trying to shut up a kid. Good luck.
So snitches get stitches. And how do you teach that to a toddler?
You don't.
And she's really short. So it's like you look at her and she looks like a little midget doll. And
okay, all right, listen. You know what?
What would DZ do?
You're getting weirder by the minute on this call. We gotta go. Thanks for calling.
This might be a what would DZ do.
Bye. What the hell? Is that me or that call get weirder and weirder by the minute?
Was the weekend that the kid ate the candy and then you're trying to figure out how to get him to stop snitching?
I have no idea. Lisa in West Dallas texted in, we went up to the Dells. Nice.
Whippa.
And then Becky in Cudahy texted texted in and said, Women's State Bowling Tournament in Green Bay. Didn't pull the grade, but had a great time with my girlfriends. Nice.
A little trip away from home.
Women's State Bowling Tournament. Very cool.
All Allie, right. You think you could take first place? Women's State Bowling.
No, I could maybe take third, though.
Hey. I got support.
I got a little bowling experience.
That's what I'm saying. I'd come support.
Not first, maybe. In this state, people live to
podium.
Bowl.
For real, though.
Let's go to Danny in Oak Creek this morning, see what he did. Also find out if he's wearing shorts and Crocs, because it is not the day, Danny.
Not today is not the day.
It's too cold.
I will hang up on this man.
I will too, actually. Danny, don't say you're wearing shorts. Don't even.
No, I'm actually got sweatpants on and a jacket because I'm sick.
I
got the ick.
Oh, you know what? It finally hit me, too. I feel like none of us are safe at this point. If you haven't had it, it's your turn.
No, there's no vitamin in the world.
Friday night on Valentine's Day night.
Oh.
So that turned into sushi, couch time, and watching TV.
Oh, sushi and sick. Ick.
I feel like so hard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I gave it to my wife on Sunday.
Bruh.
Well, I something happened to me on Friday, too, as well, Danny, and then Hudson drank out of my water yesterday. I said, you're trying to punish yourself right now.
You're testing the elements.
You're about to go down, my guy. Get ready. But okay.
But you know what? My oldest son, he set up a pheasant hunting trip for us on Sunday. So me and my boys went pheasant hunting, even though I felt like crap.
Well, the fresh air might have helped.
It was nice. I'm glad I went.
You still got a trip outside some pheasant hunting. And did you get any pheasants?
Absolutely not, because my kids that I shot.
The family got pheasants, so that's all that matters, man.
Danny, stay healthy. It's so good to hear from you this morning.
All right.
Hope you and the wife feel better, man. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
I was just saying to you off the air, I've never seen so much sickness. This has been the worst winter of my entire life. I've never seen so much pneumonia. I've never seen so much. I mean, you go down the line.
Everybody
has had it at this point. So, and if you haven't, now you've got it, like me and Danny. I don't know how we got this far without it.
Oh, are you talking about our Danny or like, you know, my son Danny, because he's got a double ear infection at home now. So it's like, bro, everybody's just getting sick.
Everybody.
Love it. I love that for us.
I feel like your kids have been sick more than healthy at this point.
Nonstop.
Let's go to Brett in Tulsa and see what he did this weekend. Hi, Brett.
Good morning, Miss Allie, Mr. DZ.
Oh, the respect, sir.
Good morning.
Tips hat. Good morning. Top of the morning.
Game's got a recognized game.
Hey, big dog.
Okay, now, what'd you do this weekend, Brett?
So I watched my oldest daughter play her final youth hockey game this weekend.
Oh.
Little emotional, but it's been fun watching her play with all her same friends since a young age. So
yeah,
to all the Elmbrook U14 girls.
There you go, the U14 Elmbrook
Shout
squad.
Out. Well, it sounds like you had a better weekend than whoever texted in and said, "Caught my boyfriend cheating with my best friend Saturday night."
Oh, yikes!
Oh.
Hey, big yikes!
All right, back to hockey.
Yeah. So, did you play hockey growing up?
Anyway, Brett,
were you like a big guy, hockey guy, big hockey stick guy, like?
Love hockey, go Team USA.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today it's What Should Allie Do?
You know I love these.
And the reason I wanted to bring this up on the air, DZ, is because you love fashion.
Oh, do I?
And you love dressing people.
Oh, do I love fashion?
As you Vogue in the studio. My kids wouldn't know what that means, by the way. Vogue.
Hey, get a girl.
You'd have to be old enough. But I have an issue with fashion, and I need you and the listeners' help.
I got you. We got you.
Thank you. So the problem is I need an outfit for this Friday night.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got you. Listeners, this one's on y'all, bro. What?
Today.
You need an outfit for tomorrow?
Today.
Like, no, I can't do that. I am a magician. I am not a lord and savior, okay? I can't do that for you, G.
It gets worse. It's a theme outfit. Not only do I need an outfit for Friday night, it's for a theme, and it gets worse.
Wait, okay.
It gets worse.
Okay, so we're last minute already.
Yep.
And there's a theme on top of what you just said that you need help. Okay.
And it's very fancy on top of all. So not only is there a theme, it's a fancy event. Okay, let me just.
I plead the fifth on all of this. I'm out.
DZ.
I'm out. I'm not a miracle worker. I'm a magician, not a miracle worker. Nope.
DZ, you better figure it out for me, because you know I don't like to shop all the time.
Big Brother's out. Nope.
Last Minute Alley over here has not prepared.
Don't you bring me into this circle with you, bro. Don't you make me look bad on my fashion sense because you couldn't figure out yours. Nope, I'm out.
Everyone, please help, because I only have a few days to figure this out. And at this point, that means the internet's off.
All right, now for real, let's hear it.
We've got to figure out some local ways to get me helped out. Maybe, I don't know what your advice
What's
is going to be.
What's the theme?
The theme is the Roaring 1920s.
Hold
on.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gala. I call it a gala. I am the MC for the gala for St. Francis Children's Center this Friday night, which is the gala that kicks off the big auto show, because the auto show's this weekend.
That part. Got it.
I am so honored that they have asked me to MC this gala, because it is not a tiny little gala. It's the auto show gala. It kicks off the whole weekend. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Very big deal.
And every year, the auto show picks a local charity that they want to send all of the profits to. And in turn, they picked the St. Francis Children's Center. Now, just to be clear, that is not located in St. Francis.
And big up St. Francis, though.
Yeah. They're actually in Glendale.
Oh, okay.
But it helps kids with disabilities. They have all these resources throughout Milwaukee County. It's just a really great, great charity.
That's cool.
So they had asked me to MC this gala on Friday. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm going to help kids. I've never been asked to MC that gala. I've done other galas, but now I get to do the auto show gala. This is cool, man.
Right. Check it off the list.
Let's go.
I'm in, right.
So they told me when they asked me in December, if Allie, will you MC this gala in February?
Did you know what the theme was since December?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you making this a us problem when this is really a you. Oh, got it.
You said you'd help.
Oh, you need somebody to put on a cape and come save you.
Yes, like you said.
You need a Captain Saving Alley, huh?
I do, actually.
It's not me.
DZ, you better figure it out. Because so not only is there a theme, it's a fancy event, which means, you know, I need something. It's not just a theme. Now I need something fancy.
No, Roaring 20s isn't just any old, like, put on something. No, you got to have that thing on.
I get it. Like,
gotta have that thing
maybe
on.
Maybe a dress with fringe at the bottom, you know.
Like the flappy flapper. Fringy dress.
I'm picturing flapper.
That doesn't feel like you, though.
Well, guess what? It's a theme, and I'm ready for it, DZ, so we'll figure it out.
I got you. Hold on.
Do you have any ideas for me on...
My gears are turning.
Really? Because I need What Should Allie Do? I have a theme event on Friday. It's Tuesday, and I cannot use the internet at this point because...
Oh, you're not going to get whatever you need in time.
No.
Yeah.
WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, I need to know, where am I going to find this outfit? How do I just get a kind of a fancy ball gown, which I can get, you know, there are places I can get a fancy dress.
You can rent something quick.
I could honestly,
but that ain't Roaring 20s though.
No, but there are places that carry like prom-like dresses now, like your TJ Maxx's.
But that's not theme night.
Right, but then I just have to, do I go get a dress like at a TJ Maxx or something and then accessorize it with 1920s? Because I could get long gloves, right?
Fair.
I could get like a
Party
fake,
City got a closeout store because all the stores are closing.
A fake long cigarette, right?
No, you don't want to do that. It's a children's center. No, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do the fake cigarette for children's
center. Well, it's a flapper, though. I mean, it's not a real cigarette.
Yeah, it's still promoting and perpetuating the thought. Nah.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. It's adults.
It is a gala.
There's
not going to be actual kids there.
No, it's adults. It's adults raising money for kids.
Then yes, the candy cigarette is cool. Never mind. Never mind. Yeah. Throw it in there.
So are you going to help me?
Throw it in a holder for sure.
Do you need time to think?
Yeah, I think I need a second. If we all want to join together, my gears is turning on a few things. I've got two stores that are coming to the front of my mind that I think could help, but I don't want you to go to TJ Maxx. And you know I love me some TJ Maxx and some Ross.
Well, I just thought maybe I could get like a prom, like a fancy dress there that would work for it and then accessorize. You don't think that's going
to
work?
I think you're wasting your time starting there. Oh. That's a finishing point.
Oh.
That's where you go to look for like little add-ons, or if it's a last-ditch effort. Don't start there because you're going to waste time.
Okay.
I got you. And we're going to be alive and fine. Don't you worry about nothing. I got you.
414 414- 533-1037. Oh, I see the phones are ringing too. Okay, what should I do? I have a theme, a 1920s theme
Rawr.
For this Friday night, and I am not prepared, everybody, for the auto show, for the gala kicking off the auto show that I'm emceeing, which means I'm going to be on stage, DZ.
Stop rambling, G. We gonna get you. If the listeners don't hold you down, I for sure will.
And there might be hot men there. Oh my God.
Oh well, now that adds a layer of protection I can't help with, G. I don't know.
Help me.
we'll help you next, G.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Mayday.
Don't you SOS your problem on us.
Too late.
Yeah, way too late.
So I have to MC the gala that kicks off the auto show on Friday night.
The St. Francis Children's Center Gala in Greendale?
It's benefiting the St. Francis. No, in Glendale. Yes, Glendale. So the St. Francis Children's Center is in Glendale, but the auto show every year picks a charity that they give the proceeds to. And this year, that is the charity.
Dope.
And they have asked me to MC it. So
that's
I'm excited
really cool.
to be, you know, MCing the gala for that kicks off the auto show this weekend.
I'm excited for you,
but
right?
Now there's a 1920s theme I've known about for 3 months when they originally asked me to MC, and I don't have an outfit. So
okay, but there's a few things that I hear within that though as to why you wouldn't have been prepared, right? You also had
me.
No, yeah, well, yeah, you're you, and that's just not what happened. But think about it. You also just had a surgery all not that long ago that would have definitely changed what you would have ordered, how you would have felt, what you wanted to buy, what you would have tried on, probably.
How my butt fits into things. Sure.
BBL. Exactly.
Sure, exactly. Absolutely.
So I hear why you wouldn't have grabbed it the first month, maybe the second month, but you had this whole last month to get yourself prepared.
I did, and I am back in the gym, so there's zero reason I couldn't have been shopping or ordering things online. Okay, you know
Let's get you right,
though. Who asked you anyway, DZ?
You did!
Fine.
let's get you right. I got you.
Fine, let's go to Laura on 1 in Racine this morning and see what her advice is. Hi, Laura.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi. Okay, what do? I have a theme on Friday.
Girl,
it's Tuesday.
Girl, I got you.
Do you?
Okay.
Go on.
I do. You go to Amazon because they sell the entire outfit because I had the same kind of theme and I ordered mine from Amazon. And it comes with everything.
Is it going to come?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but is it going to come by Friday?
It's not.
And what if it doesn't fit and it comes on Thursday and
That's
now it's Thursday and now I don't have an outfit?
You need hands on.
Jeez.
You need hands on, dog.
Laura, what if I get the wrong size?
I mean, that's it.
There's also Windsor. Windsor has beautiful dresses that maybe can fall into that theme as well.
Oh, I forgot about that store in the mall.
Windsor. Oh, I have.
Windsor's a store in the mall. They got some nice fancy stuff.
There's a backup just in case.
I've never been in a Windsor.
You can definitely overnight Amazon, make sure it fits.
Laura, I like the Windsor pull because I don't think Amazon's going to do it. You leave too much up to chance and not enough time to actually get it or make alterations.
And then it happens like it did with my Halloween costume where I got my Squid Game costume a month later and it didn't work.
What's
you know?
The point? Right.
And then what? Yeah. What am I going to... I have to be there on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is... I am on stage.
Oh, you got to be suited and booted Friday night.
I got a light on me, everybody, with a script. Hello?
Laura, it's a good start. It's a good start. I like the Windsor pull for sure, and Amazon will keep in the back pocket, but I think Windsor's the better option of those two to get something in person right now, right meow.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, appreciate your call.
All right, I'm adding that to the
good
list.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, bye.
So she says Amazon or Windsor, which I haven't ever been in a Windsor, but I've walked past them in the mall. So
I see them all the time.
And as I'm Googling, I see they do have a lot of fancy dresses, because a gala is about as fancy as it gets.
It's like a kind of like a Maurice's, if you will, almost. Windsor, Maurice's,
this
along
is
the
not
same lines.
Cocktail dress when you're going to a gala. A gala's these tickets, people pay for these tickets.
Do you like flapper dresses for real? Like the frilly flapper dresses?
I've never worn one.
I didn't.
So that's why I just figured I would have to just do, I'm just going to go with the theme because it's a theme and I'm the MC.
Because maybe this is just the homie talking to the homie here, but I ain't see you as a flapper dress girl, dog. Like for real.
So you're
saying, saw you as more like a pantsuit, dope, like pinstripe, something fly, lit pocket watch. You know what I'm saying? Like hair still fly, nails still blinging.
I'm not not opposed to that.
But clean, you know, more of like a clean, high-waisted, because you got, and this is me talking as the fashion YN that I am.
Yeah.
High-waisted, like literal overall type, not overall, suspenders. Get the suspenders on the high-waisted pants, because you got long legs and you want to accentuate that, bro.
Yeah.
I'd even throw heels on to make you about a good 6'4", 6'5".
Oh,
bow.
Come on.
Yeah, bow.
Now I'm going to be too tall.
So?
Derek's going to, come on.
So?
What if there's, okay, listen, you know what?
So? Ain't nobody worried about them. So?
You know what? You're right.
I just saw you in a pantsuit.
I didn't even think about the pantsuit for the 1920s theme.
You could hit a Men's Warehouse for that.
Easily.
And you could get that tailored up ASAP.
What would I do with my hair?
You
know what?
No. You do the finger waves.
Really?
The finger waves. And the,
do you think I would look good with finger waves?
Everybody looks good with finger waves.
I
it
don't
was
know.
The 1920s, bro. That was
You're
the
right.
style because you pull it to the back, right? You get finger waves in the front, and then you still do some bun in the back or some slight, some easy.
I could do a bun.
That once you get out the spot, you're done with the gala. You could rip it off. Wow, blah blah blah. Hit it with a couple head shakes, and you're comfortable in the whip.
I could totally do the waves.
Just something that's not going to require like a million bobby pins in your stuff, bro.
I could
that'll
totally
suck.
Do the wavy hair either. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
Get the finger curls or get the finger waves.
It. Now Bruh, I'm saying it.
Can I tell you where I would go?
Because
I live in Bayview, so you know we got hipsters all over, classic little things.
Oh, yeah.
I gave it a little teaser, bro, but you got to hit this. It's a vintage thrift shop that specializes in some older things.
Stop it. What's it called?
Maybe they might have some, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s style stuff.
Well, I need 20s.
It's called Alive and Fine, but they're going to be able to hook it up and help you out. And it's a local spot, women owned. I know you're about to strong women's in the biz.
Women owned business.
So I just think if you want to find something local, and then you can come see the boys if you're in Bayview already. Thinking of some double, triple entendres
now,
for you, man.
Now that we're all sick, why not? Might as well roll together.
But that's my pull. That or Mainstay, since we're already close here by the station.
What's Mainstay?
Or I'm thinking like if you want to stay on the main strip, like not go out the way and stay close
to
home
for
Bayview.
You. I got time during the day to go figure this out. I need to by Friday.
But if you end up pulling up at Windsor or whatever, like Laura said, also hit up Ragstock because Ragstock got classic fits from all different eras, and I'm sure you'd be able to find some slight in there.
Lindsay and Grafton said, like a 1920s gangsta pinstrip power suit.
Thank you.
People are texting in. Yes.
I'm saying.
Allie is a female gangster.
100%.
Cruella DeVille vibes. You guys are hysterical.
I don't know about Cruella DeVille, but definitely like a pinstripe gangster, bro. Pinstripe pinup gangster girl.
I'm digging this. I'm actually digging this. Let's go to Lisa in Stallywood, who's got her own theme song.
Not the Stallywood.
She said we're calling it Stallywood now, so fine. West Dallas is now Stallywood. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
I have never been so inspired by DZ in my life when it comes to fashion. Although Anna in Germantown said, Allie, go Great Gatsby, not Flapper. And then somebody said, you'd slay a fringy dress girl. So I don't know. Now, don't confuse me. Now I don't know what to do. Now,
I mean, I think you could rock both, but I think your style definitely is more dictated to like the Gatsby gangster type vibe.
You're so right. All right. What do you
think?
And
I could be a stylist. Let's be honest, bro. Like, I'm lit with the visions. I know y'all felt it when I was talking about it.
I was feeling it even. You should be a stylist.
I could be. I really could be.
Okay, what do you think, Lisa?
Well, I was going to say Amazon, too, because my son, I have two ideas, actually, but my son had a Roaring Twenties theme for his homecoming this last October, and we ordered his stuff, and it came in like a day or two, but my suggestion would be one more level, order two or three outfits, and pick the best and return the other two.
I just don't want to have anxiety if it doesn't come in the mail.
That's the only
reason, because today's Tuesday and I have to be in this 1920s outfit on Friday night for this gala for the auto show.
Today doesn't count as a day for shipping, in my opinion. So today's Tuesday, right?
We're already screwed.
Wednesday, Thursday is 2 days. You might get it Thursday. Maybe. At the most, you're waiting for it by like 10 or 11 on a Friday, and either way, you're going to be anxious
so
by then.
Fine. Lisa, this is my last, this is my in the back. I'll order on just in case and return them when they don't come on time, just in case.
You know you're not returning nothing. You're going to order and then it's going to sit in the closet for life. There's no returning. You're just going to order.
You know what I'll be for Halloween, everybody?
A flapper.
Costume shop, not just like a men's warehouse. There's a place in Stallywood called Miller and Campbell Costume Service.
Oh, really? That are open year round? I didn't know that one. I didn't know that at all.
I didn't even think about a costume shop.
Why would they use a costume shop?
That they use for plays. And Lisa,
yes,
now we're talking.
42nd and Greenfield. Go check that out.
92nd and Greenfield.
42nd and Greenfield.
42nd.
70. Oh, we were both 72. On that. 72. What it do?
You know I mess with Greenfield Avenue all the from start to finish, baby.
from 6 to 76, man.
From 6 to 125, okay? Or 24.
Oh, you go that far now?
I go to cool water. Okay, thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye, I love you back, too. Babe. That's a good pull. Costume shop? I wouldn't even think about that because I like my own clothes.
You guys are giving me so many good ideas. And there's still so many more people on the phone.
I know.
Who should we pick next?
I don't know. Go for it.
Jessica and Racine.
Boom.
Oh, my gosh. On four. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Jessica.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Okay, we're trying to come up with an outfit for me for Friday night. It's a 1920s theme, and I have to be pretty fancy because it's a gala. Mm-hmm. And I'm the MC on stage with a spotlight on me. So what's your advice?
Not going to lie. I love DZ's ideas.
Me
but
too.
The other one that I was thinking of is get, like, a long, like, silky, like, black or red or whatever color dress.
I thought
like,
about this.
Floor length.
And
then put, like, a fake fur over it and do your hair in the fingers.
The finger waves would be cool in my hair. Okay, now, I dig the finger waves in my hair with the fur around. I thought about this.
Faux fur. Got to be faux fur,
It's got to be the faux fur,
yeah,
obviously.
Faux fur,
faux fur around a shoulder shaw.
There you go. I couldn't think of what those are.
A shoulder shaw, faux fur.
It's got to be a big one,
I do the finger waves, and then I do, like, the long...
Long white gloves.
The long gloves.
Black or white.
Black or white.
I'd go black.
And I'm talking gloves up to my, like, elbow.
Past the elbow.
And then the long, fake, you know, cigarette. The long, long...
I think that would be beautiful.
You don't even need the cigarette. You could just do the holder. People get it. People will get it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't think there'd actually be a cigarette in it.
Nah, you just do the long holder.
It would be the holder, and that's it.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They sell those at, like, knuckleheads. I know for a fact they got them old school long cigarette holders on the east side. I got you on the plug.
Nice.
Don't worry about it.
Okay,
don't worry about
good.
It. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it.
And you figure it's prom season, so you're going to be able to find that long.
That's what I mean.
Dress.
It is prom. It's prom season.
Yes, because March and April's prom. Yes,
oh,
so the girls start now.
They're getting
now.
Them dresses out now.
Yeah. And I said, I feel like you said like a TJ Maxx is the last place.
Last resort.
But those are the places where you can go and always find those dresses all year round for the most part now.
I'd started like a thrift stop like an Alive and Fine in Bayview or like the costume shop that Lisa was talking about. Yeah. If not, maybe hit the Windsors, you know, the Ragstocks.
Okay. I know you said we still have people on
ordering
the phone.
Ordering is last.
I'm sorry, you guys. We're running out of time. Let me just say this.
I love
this,
what
though.
Jessica said, though.
I love what
I'm
she said, too, because somebody said Jessica Rabbit. You guys are so funny. I love where we're meeting in the middle with the finger waves in the hair mixed in with the long, simple dress.
Something, yeah.
And then a faux fur and some of the accessories.
Where are you going to get the fur, though? That's the problem. Where are you going to find a faux fur? Yeah, exactly.
It's prom season. You can find that.
These kids ain't wearing fur like that, Jessica Rabbit.
Some pearls. Obviously, I have to have long pearls, like the wrap around twice. You got to have pearls for sure. I can see it in my mind.
Oh, man. We're adding layers to this, bro. Yeah. I was trying to keep it simple for you, Allie.
I know. Okay, fine. You know what? We got to go. Thank you for all your suggestions. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk is a baby one, and I told you I've been a little more sensitive about this because of everything you've gone through. I'm just keeping it real. Are you okay with it being a baby one, or would you prefer me to do an audible?
Oh, I appreciate you asking.
I'm serious.
But
I'm checking your mental health today.
Thank you. It needs to be kept in check, because I ain't going to do it for myself sometimes.
Is it okay if I do a baby one, or would you prefer a different one?
No, I think I'm good with a baby one, and if at any point in time I feel like
triggered?
Talking about a baby is going to trigger me thinking about, like, Elsie, I got you. I'll say something. But I also got two beautiful baby boys that are healthy and strong and annoying me daily. So talking about babies should be okay.
And there's always people that have gone through what you've gone through or something similar.
Fair.
Who it's probably hard to hear some of the... And maybe you went through a divorce and some of the relationship ones. There's always going to be a trigger for people with life stuff. So, but you're, you know, my partner on the air, so I'm looking out for you more.
It's fresh.
It's all,
and
it is
and
very
I appreciate
fresh.
You being conscious and cognizant of that for us. But I think
just
I'm okay.
Worried.
And okay. if I'm not, I will say something.
Okay, well, this one I actually thought was a really good one. We've never had one like this. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad about the day someone chose to be induced, like to be induced to have a baby. Like the day.
Okay, I know what that means.
Getting induced means you go into the hospital. I got induced with Owen.
Yeah.
You go in and they're ready to take him out. So they give you like Pitocin or whatever and you lay there and that's supposed to bring on labor.
Bring on labor.
If you haven't gone in. Like my blood pressure shot up at the very last minute.
Preeclampsia.
I didn't have it till like the 37th week.
Oof.
And they said, we're going to induce you.
And get this baby out.
Yeah, and get this baby out. So that's what being induced means
for anybody
people.
That doesn't
mm-hmm.
know. Yeah.
So here's what she wrote in. She said, so I was listening to you guys and had to ask if I'm the jerk or not after you guys had a discussion about if a sister was a jerk for using a baby name.
Oh, yeah. The family name. Yep.
She said, so I want to know, am I the jerk for being upset that my sister didn't pick another date to have her labor induced?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I was upset was because the date my niece was born is on the date I had given birth to my eldest child. So two cousins now have the same birthday.
Share a birthday. That's kind of cool in my opinion. Okay. Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh. I'm listening.
So
I'm
basically.
Listening. My dude brain went, that's cool. It's a birthday share.
Her sister picked the day to be induced is the same as her kid's birthday.
Uh-huh.
She said there was circumstances around that date that made me feel like she should have picked a different day. I could understand if Mother Nature was the reason that my niece shares a birthday with my oldest kid, but my sister was given a choice, and I think she purposely picked that day. Am I the jerk for being mad about her choosing the same day as my oldest child's birthday to be induced? So, basically, you're following.
I'm following.
Her sister got induced. Her sister was able to pick the day.
And pick the same day to be induced as her niece.
As her niece. So now that the cousins have the same birthday.
Share birthday.
And basically, what is her name? Let's give her a name.
I mean...
Irritated Irene.
Irritated Irene, I like that.
Irritated Irene.
Irritated Irene out here on one with her sister.
She wants to know, but you know what? The petty in me understands why she's irritated. If you could pick a day and they were giving you like three different days and you picked the same day as my kid's birthday, now what, we got to share the birthday parties every year, which in
not
hindsight
necessarily.
Might save you money.
I mean, it'll save everybody money, but no, not necessarily.
But now it's not about your kid anymore. So that's what I'm saying. The petty selfish in me. But then I also go, okay, people have birthdays all the time and share birthdays and it's a cool thing.
I think it's a really cool thing when people share birthdays.
It's all about how you feel.
It's perspective. No, it's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, as we know, I'm not one to care for my birthday as a singular, my day, special day kind
June
of
June 9th?
Come on, man. Yeah, whatever.
So,
Hold on, though. What if it has nothing to do with the fact that it's your niece's actual birthday?
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened to be the most convenient day because, well, the other day's offered is a Wednesday. The next day is a Friday. I'd rather have the baby on a Tuesday.
Right.
Or I'd rather have the baby on a Saturday. So the most convenient day is going to be this day. It just so happens to be your niece's birthday. What if it got nothing to do with you?
Well, did she even think about the fact that it was her niece's birthday? Who knows?
Doubtful. You're having a baby. Why would you be worried about anybody else's body or anybody else's baby but your own?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that it's going to irritate a lot of people when you know your kid, my kid has that birthday, and then my sister goes, yeah, I'll pick that day. The same as Owen or Hudson's birthday. That day makes sense.
I can't think that there
Without
was that much
asking,
thought into it.
There'd have to
Without
be.
Asking. I got to ask permission. So listen, concept of somebody asking me, hey, DZ, is it cool if we induce our baby on June 9th? I mean, we know your birthday is June 9th. Like, is it cool if
then
we have our baby
Sammy
the same day?
Use Sammy or Danny's. Use July 24th. Use Sammy's birthday. Okay, so your sister, let's say, hypothetical.
I'm listening.
I'm not putting this in the universe. Let's say Angie's pregnant. Okay?
Hey, chill out.
Let's say your little...
No. I just said I woke up. What are you talking about? Shut your mouth.
hypothetical.
Knocking on wood, fingers crossed.
Let's say Angie's pregnant.
Okay, but yeah,
and
I'm listening.
Angie can get induced the 23rd, the 24th, or the 25th of July. And she goes, you know what? I'll pick the 24th. And doesn't tell you and just comes in and goes, I'm picking my little nephew Sammy's birthday. You don't care?
No.
Okay.
I'd look at her like, I mean, were you going to forget if you picked any of the other days? But now we can share birthdays.
Yeah.
I think that's chill. I really don't think that's that big of a problem, man.
Well, and this is the moral dilemma where maybe you're being a jerk, but are you a jerk for being mad about the day your sister chose to be induced? Okay. 414-533-1037. That's the dude in you right there. See?
That is the dude in me going, it's not that serious.
Catty girl's coming out of me right now going, I don't know. no. You picked my kid's birthday.
On purpose?
Rude.
Ooh, yikes. All right.
But I also get why it's also a happy day and should be a celebration and not a, it shouldn't be turned into a negative. And it can be really cool if they share a birthday too. Like, that's kind of cool too. Because think about the moms that have babies on their own birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The baby comes on your birthday, and then a lot of people enjoy that. They think that's neat.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
My wife, so my wife's in August 13th, mm-hmm. right? Our youngest is November 13th. They share an actual day.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Not even close.
Not even close, but they share a day.
No.
That don't count?
No, that doesn't
matter. It's got to be on the same month and day.
Yes. It's about taking their shine. That's what it's really about. Let's be real.
For people that feel like it's shine to be taken, I can't call you the jerk because we're just mm-hmm. different types of people. For me, it's never that serious. I don't take proprietary ownership of that day that much, and I would mm-hmm. never do so for anybody else's kids either.
Somebody said, definitely a jerk for worrying about the selfish needs of her own child when someone's bringing a baby into this world. I don't disagree. I get it. But this is Am I the Jerk? You're allowed to say something that's not so nice.
You ain't wrong.
And then we have this moral dilemma.
I get why you were going, why would you pick the same day as my kid?
Somebody said, sister who picked the same day as a jerk. I think it's rude and creates competition. So they're saying she's not the jerk then.
Competition. Oh, mm-hmm. if you don't share birthdays, then who had the better party?
Mm-hmm.
Who has more people going to their birthday party on the same day?
Everybody's texting in their birthday twins with you now because they heard the June 9th. Oh, now Jason from Slinger. Hey, my birthday's August 13th. Okay, you
all right,
guys.
I'm done saying birthdays. We're done. That's not the point here, y'all.
As we talk about, it's not about her. Everyone's going, hey, I have the same birthday.
Y'all are feeding into the point, dang it.
I'm winning. All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody said she's not the jerk because I would be mad too. Look, I get that you're not supposed to be mad. You're supposed to be happy for her, but keep it real either way. That's all I'm saying. We'll talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the question is, am I the jerk for being mad about the day my sister chose to be induced? Meaning her sister chose the same day as her kid's birthday to have her baby. That was a choice. And she's mad now. Irritated Irene is mad that her sister chose the same day as so the two cousins have the same birthday, which some might love and some might not.
Forgot that's what we named her, but it works so good.
It does, right? Devin's in Greenfield this morning. Let's go to Devin. Hi, Devin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Better than irritated Irene.
So this is actually really funny. I find this to be really cool. I mean, I don't know why, but I know that this doesn't compare, but my brother had just asked me if he could get married on my birthday. I'm like, well, it is the coolest day of the year.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I'm honored.
Well, yeah, but hold on. Then when he celebrates his anniversary, it doesn't involve you, so it's not really taking your shine away. See what I mean?
Fair.
Your kids are both going to have the same birthday.
It's the same. Oh, you're talking about it's a different event, an mm-hmm. anniversary versus a birthday, not birthday versus a birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see what you're saying.
See what I mean?
But at the same time, it's just cool. I feel like you would never forget that other, you know, the niece their nephew's birthday. Hold on, not yet.
Bro, one of my best friends from college, same thing that happened to them. They got married on my wife's birthday.
Okay.
Now we're mm-hmm. not going to forget their anniversary,
never.
Right? Now we're also not hitting them up every single year like, happy anniversary, y'all. Yo,
honestly, I don't care about people's anniversaries. Like, even my sister, I forget it's her anniversary. I don't call her.
No.
I'm like, that's between you and your spouse.
That's y'all's special day.
That's your day. But
that's the birthday of your love
and
union.
But a birthday, you have to call someone and say
somebody.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But either way, I still think she's a jerk. Because I think it's cool. I think it's exciting for the kids, and mm-hmm. they get to celebrate together.
And if they create competition, that's on the parent creating the competition, not even the kids.
The less party we got to go to. Let's
thank
be
you.
That's true. So I have my 6-year-old that just wants to say hello.
Hey, y'all. What up, youngin?
Happy birthday.
Birthday was like 6 months ago.
Well, happy half birthday then.
Right? Okay. What's your 6-year-old's name?
Rylan
sounds cool.
What a cutie.
And I can do some pretty cool tricks like wiggling my ears without touching them and making my tongue look like a flower.
Oh, we've got a superstar on our hands.
Okay.
Well, job security. We got to get them off the phone. They might, you know, they might run us out of town.
Look who's six. Okay, now.
Bye,
baby. What's up, Youngs?
Well, bye to you, too.
Bye.
What a cutie. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye. All right, so Devin in Greenfield said jerk. Let's go to, oh my gosh, what's happening in Greenfield today? Now Patty's in Greenfield.
We got a Patty in Greenfield?
Look at this. Greenfield's hot today.
What up, GF?
Hey, Patty.
Greenfield in the house.
Hey.
All right, so you heard Devin, your neighbor, said jerk. Are you going to say jerk for choosing the same day as your niece to get induced, basically? Same birthday?
I don't think that person who picked that same day is the jerk. I think the person who's upset about
irritated
it is the
Irene
jerk.
Irene is the jerk. You're saying she's the jerk for being mad about the day her sister chose to have the baby. Yeah, because now their kids are going to share a birthday. Exactly. I know it's confusing the way it's written, but I just read it the way they're written, man.
Thank you for working that out, Allie, because I was thinking that she was saying that she's irritated Irene was,
she's saying irritated Irene is the jerk for being mad her sister chose that day to have the baby, the same day as her kid's birthday, basically.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Go on.
I think in the grand scheme of things that, you know, in that moment when you're picking that day, you're not thinking about anybody else. I was induced, and I'll tell you what, I was not thinking about anybody else that day.
Yeah.
I was...
Right.
I was terrified. I was like,
out.
So we're doing this now?
Right now?
So
today?
It's scary to have a baby. Right. Yeah. No matter how many times you've done it, it's stressful. Yeah.
I can't console with nobody.
Also, I was in labor for 22 hours. That doesn't mean that she's going to have that baby the same day.
I was going to say the same thing because that happened to me as well. I got induced and I never dilated, which we didn't need to go TMI.
Yeah.
And so they ended
the
up.
Same thing happened to me.
Same thing. And I never dilated. I ended up having a C-section, like, you know, the next day or something. So it could be a totally different day that she has the baby in the
end. It could be.
Yeah.
Even if the birthday is 1 or 2 days off from her sister's child, let's be real, the birthday is already so close together that they're going to have to
do the joint birthday.
What's a
party?
Day to two difference? I swear
they're
you're so
both
right.
Ooh, gonna do
so
the right. same party at the end of the day. You're so right.
Nah, Patty, you on point with that one, because really though, if it's in the same weekend, guess what we're doing? Combo parties.
We're celebrating together.
I swear.
You're so right.
Wow, and the bigger the family, the more birthdays cross and mix. And
that's actually the solid point right there that she just made. You're having the same party anyway.
Well, I'm thinking of my wife's family.
Come on, she was not worried about your kid's birthday. At all.
Even a week apart. So say one birthday's on the 1st, the next birthday's on the 8th. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating them birthdays together. They are too close. They are way too close.
Yeah, and then somebody texted in and said, a Wendy in Greenfield. Here we go with Greenfield's hot today.
Greenfield popular.
They said, she's the jerk. I have a shared birthday with my niece and it made it a special bond. Aww. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Patty. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now we're going to go to Lance in Oconomowoc. Remember this one? He has the accent.
Oh, Lance.
Lance.
Yeehaw.
Good morning.
Lance with the lasso, Lance.
Good morning, yo. How y'all doing?
Sir, yo, just peachy now that we're talking to you, sir.
As soon as you hear that accent, it's like you got to call him sir, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, why did my leg cross and my hitting my hat tip? I don't know. It just happened.
Hey, don't be jerking on the Southern accent, man.
Stop it, bro. We know you saw love, big dog.
Hey, I get made fun of for having an accent once in a while because I grew up in Southern Illinois, which isn't even the South, and people still give
you got
me
a twang.
They give me there's a draw sometimes in
a
the
draw,
in the words
twang.
I say. Yeah, absolutely. I grew up close to Kentucky, I'll admit it. But Lance, okay, Lance, good morning. Hey,
good morning.
There we go.
Lance, do you think irritated Irene is a jerk for being mad that her sister chose the same day as her kid's birthday to have her baby?
Absolutely.
I didn't expect this to be a clean sweep.
She is on some beach somewhere thinking of the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Wow. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get over it. It's too much. You're doing too much.
That's right. But listen, maybe the kids will enjoy it at some point in time. They'll have two birthdays on the same day. Mm-hmm. So what is the point of being upset about that?
Yeah. We project a lot onto these kids, man. And I think we don't think about it because we're too invested in our own thoughts.
Yeah.
Rather than asking these children who do have opinions, like Lance is saying, maybe the kids actually like it.
Yeah. And let's not also forget that we're focused on the wrong stuff. Like, you just, you know, lost a child, DZ. and all they can think about is, oh, my kid might share a birthday.
Right.
Like, Lance, thank you for calling. We appreciate
you. Be happy you got a birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Listen, Lance, you a room.
And everybody be jerking every once in a while, right?
Get out of here, Lance.
You're right. But that's be careful how line. You say that. Okay, bye.
Why do you think he says it like that? I caught it last time and had to let it slide. I had to let it land slide. But this time I had to call it out. He's a fool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we see all your texts coming in, but it's a clean sweep today.
Ugh.
Man. Ugh. Alisa from Milwaukee said, this is Alisa. I think she's a jerk. I shared my birthday with my cousin most of my life, and it's been awesome. Most of your life.
Wait, it's all. Oh, must be older.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you right, right,
one
right.
of them most of my life?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone is texting in jerk. Lisa from Wind Lake said, irritated Irene is a conceited jerk. She should feel honored.
There you go.
Mm.
Why aren't you honored that your loved ones care for you that much to try mm-hmm. to want to share a birthday with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much all of the texts coming in basically say jerk. She's a jerk. So there you go. It's clean sweep, even on the texts.
Broom, vacuum, text, zhoop, seal it up.
And like we said, they might even not even have it that day. She might not even have the same day.
Y'all
don't
really
know how it's going to work out.
Y'all put me on the game to that because I hadn't even considered it. Really, like, doesn't matter whether whatever day it is. If somebody mm-hmm. goes and gets induced today, you might not have that baby till tomorrow.
Right, exactly.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody said, she's definitely a jerk. Sharing a birthday with someone close, it's actually cool. My granddaughter was born on my dad's 100-year birthday, and even the year have the same last numbers. I don't think your dad was 100 when you had your kid, so I must be reading that wrong. Okay, you know what?
Look, I don't know. I don't be doing
jerk.
Math like
it's
that.
It's a jerk. We're done.
We're
jerk.
Done, though. We got things to do.
Like give away power passes to Summerfest.
Put some respect on it. It's 9-day U.S. Ooh. Cellular Summer Passes.
This is so cool. So this is going to get you in every single day to Summerfest. The U.S. Cellular 9-day Power Passes for 2025. I love that we're already talking about summer.
I can feel the sunshine on my skin already.
Oh, love this
I'm
so much.
I'm thinking of the U.S. Cellular stage.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. I'm thinking of taking a nice little walk along the lake with my homies. Ooh-wee. Backside over there. Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah, yeah. With all the cool kids.
I can't wait
yeah.
to run up to you when you with the stroller and be like, what up?
What up? And I'm going to be like, why'd you bring my kids back? Bye, Titi Ali. Bye.
All right, 414. Forget you. 414-533-1037. You are going to get a Summerfest Power Pass if you're caller 33. This guy's going to be at Summerfest, Benson Boone. This will not get you into the amphitheater, though. This just gets you into Summerfest for 9 days.
You still hear him, though.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be at Summerfest. He's headlining the AmFam Amphitheater, Benson Boone right there.
Lit.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias. I wonder who's going to help him rip his clothes off.
Buenos dias. Nobody. He's going to rip his clothes
off. He's
going
to rip his own clothes
stage.
Off this time?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sandy is calling from Franklin this morning. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for summer like we are?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The snow can go somewhere else.
Yeah. And the cold and all of it.
Take
Sandy,
it. Take it.
You are officially caller 33. You're going to Summerfest with the U.S. Cellular 9-day Power Pass.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're getting in every single day. Oh, and by the way, we've got two of them for you, so you can bring a friend every single day. How's that?
That is excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome. And I got to ask you, Sandy, since this is a nice way for us to dream about summer and it being warm outside on probably the coldest day of the year yet.
Hey, you don't got to keep saying it like that, though. But yes. Could, temperatures are to rise at some point.
It could dip down to -29, they said today, which is just painful.
Summerfest.
I feel like the cold is not helping all of us who have been sick, which mm-hmm. is almost all of us at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Even I pushed it off, Sandy, all winter, and it's finally hit me this weekend. So now I'm pumping my body with like zinc and all,
every
vitamin you've named that might work.
A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
It's all in my body, man. Have you been sick at all this winter, Sandy?
Oh, yes. Last week.
A little bit of this week.
What'd you have?
Got it from my husband. So.
Mm-hmm. And what did you have, Sandy?
Oh, the whole thing. Sore throat. Mm-hmm. Stomach, headache.
Tired.
3 days of a headache.
Can't breathe.
There's been pneumonia's been going ear around. Hurt. A lot of pneumonia. We've saw norovirus going crazy there for a while. I don't know if it's still having an issue.
It is. RSV's been running rampant. Still ain't stopped.
RSV goes in the pneumonia and the you know, bronchitis area. We've obviously, we still have COVID. We have cold. The flu has been around.
I heard these doctors whispering about rhinovirus over at the Princeton Club the other day. I was like, rhino what? Y'all better quit playing with me, man.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither. But they were talking about it.
Well, Sandy, I just wanted to ask, because we're about to talk about all the sicknesses we've never had. Because what did you say? You've never had pink eye, DZ?
I've never had pink eye, strep. I've never had an ear infection. Even though I've had earache for the last 3 weeks, I've never had an ear infection still to this day.
I get strep all the time. Like, it's obnoxious.
I don't know how.
Well, that's my friend Callie, who might be listening. She said that I might be colonized or something.
Colonized, not cultured. I mean, you are cultured, obviously. You're well-rounded.
Sometimes.
But you're colonized.
I go, what does that mean? She goes, you should have see if you're colonized for strep. I go, I get it more than anyone I know, man. So, is there anything you've never gotten that's pretty common, though, Sandy? Like a sickness, like DZ?
No, I've had all those. When you have kids, you know, pink eye, whatever. It's
common.
Yeah. Well, one of the guys in the building just had pink eye, an adult, and he was like, I can't, how did I get it? I'm like, because it's going around it's highly contagious. That's how.
You high five the wrong hobo and boop, it is.
Well, Sandy, hey, somebody's going to be in touch about those power passes. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. Love you back.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, it's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, DZ, you've never had strep throat?
No. Never.
And you've never had an ear infection?
Never. And I've got a large buildup of fluid that has not subsided, but it's there and still not infected.
I've never had pneumonia. That's, knock on wood.
Ooh, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
That's a bad one to have.
What are the things that you guys have never had with everything going around? Pink eye, I've had, I'll admit it. I've had pink eye, but it's so contagious.
Never had pink eye, bro. Both of the boys have had pink eye recently.
That's still not surprising with little kids.
Still haven't had it, though. They've had pink eye a few times, and that's why I didn't want to stun on her and
How
be like...
How did you not get it in your house? That's amazing. Listen, with littles like that,
I don't know, but I'm not gonna question it. I'm gonna keep knocking on wood and living my life. I haven't had pink eye, and the boys have each had it like 2-3 times a piece now.
And you never had an ear infection either.
I've never had an ear infection.
Those are so painful.
Danny got a double ear infection right now as we speak.
Dude, those are so painful. Bro, I've had ear infections as an adult. They hurt.
I was convinced I had an ear infection. I had so much pain in my ear the last few weeks.
You had a ton of fluid. We found out.
But I was convinced. I was like, oh, I've never had an ear infection, but this is it, baby girl. This is it. I've got one. I looked at my wife. I was like, mommy, I got owie.
This is the worst winter I've ever felt like don't make jokes. I've been alive a lot of winters.
There's been many moons.
You know what? Who asked you? I'm telling you, I don't remember it going this long where I've seen this many people. Like, we've seen kids in and out of the hospital with pneumonia. Your kids cannot kick it. It just keeps circling back. Littles keeps circling back. You know, it's amazing that it wasn't until this weekend that I started getting it, and even Sandy last week. It's like at some point we're all screwed.
You got to check on your friends with kids, and at this point you just got to check on your friends because everybody's getting sick. Like I didn't want to go here, but there's also such a small amount of things being reported now, and things being researched now,
100%.
And the information that we at one point used to get, we don't get now.
Right.
So with all these illnesses going around,
you don't even know what's spreading with some of the agencies they've shut down.
Exactly,
which sucks.
So there's a few things to go into that, but whatever. I'm not looking in that many logistics right now.
I understand.
I'm just trying to feel better.
I feel you on that. Tito in Milwaukee texted in and said, 6 kids and I never had pink eye. You go, Tito.
You go, Tito.
Who texted
I'm trying to be
in?
Like you when I grow up.
They said, I've never had hand, foot, and mouth. Same.
Ooh.
Knock on wood. I've never had hand, foot, and mouth.
I ain't going to lie. My wife caught it off the boys just because she was breastfeeding at one point. It spread through them. Still haven't had hand, foot, and mouth.
Jill in Port Washington texted in and said, my daughter's 5 and has never been sick. Nothing. Jill, don't
knock
jinx
on,
yourself.
I'm a knock on wood for you,
seriously.
Jill.
Carmen in Milwaukee said, I used to get strep throat all the time, even before kids' ear infections too. And now that I'm older, it's been about 20 years. Allie, there is hope.
I wonder what changed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because when you go from, you know, having it so consistently, then people think you're, you know, colonized or culture, mm-hmm. or colonized. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you ain't having for 20 years. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I get it so much.
What's an illness you have never, ever, 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 ever had?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hand, measles? Foot, mouth, measles. Yeah, I mean.
Because all of these, there's a lot of things that are vaccinate, like vaccine now.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
That we never got the chance.
I'm
like,
pretty
right?
sure. Did I have chicken pox as a kid in like the 80s, which is why. And then I was, you know, then I didn't. I can't
remember. When you're immune?
This is where I need my mom. I'm like, Mom!
And I never had the chicken pox, but I also remember being vaccinated
for it. Right, right.
So there was a difference, right?
Okay, Jason and McGuanago, I never got an STD. Okay.
Join the club, fam. In the club, we all free.
Tia in Hartford said, I've never had COVID, pink eye, or bronchitis. Well, for sure.
I caught the Rona a couple times.
Well, as a lot of people had it, were carrying it and didn't know they were carrying it. They just never got sick.
We avoided it for like the first almost 2 years.
I think I did too.
And then I caught it back to back, mm-hmm. bro. We caught it at home. It was a wrap.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Carl in Milwaukee said, I'm 39. I've never had strep either, DZ. Healthy twins. Hmm. Ooh. You guys are twins.
Ooh.
Okay. 414-533-1037. What's an illness you've never had? We're going to talk to you guys next. I don't know why we're talking about this off the air. We should be talking about this on the air. Because I said somebody texted in rhinovirus is just the common cold. And you go, what's the flu then?
That's it. What's the flu? Right.
And I was like, the flu. You could have the stomach flu. You could have the flu where you just have, like, usually a fever usually accompanies the flu.
Right.
Right. Huh. So that's just been my experience.
But you can have a fever with a cold too, with rhinovirus or a common cold.
Usually when I have a fever, I think it's more than a cold. But I guess people had the fever with COVID
Bruh, the fever is the only like delineator for me that says, all right, you're sick. Because mm-hmm. any symptom less than that, like,
it shows
like,
your body's actually fighting off a virus.
That part.
Although, not to be gross, you know, if your mucus is not clear, you have some kind of infection as well.
Really?
So yes, that's why I said when I started coughing up yellow or green stuff, that is how you know you have some type of infection. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're contagious. It could be viral, but it could be contagious.
Got it.
So, if your mucus or your snot is not clear, you have something.
Maybe I should change. Man, maybe I should change the way
that.
I know. No,
yeah,
bruh.
Well, now you know. That's why I said when it happened to me, I knew that I was getting sick finally.
I got to listen to you better, bro.
Yeah, you do.
I'll be ignoring. Like I said, if I don't got a fever, I'm okay, y'all.
If we're talking about things you've never had, Natalie in Oconomowoc texted in and said, never had chicken pox or pneumonia. That's very good.
Knock on wood.
Brittany in Menominee Falls said, not what you asked, but I had chicken pox twice as a kid. I'm 37 now.
Mm. Wait. I thought you could only get it once.
Guess not.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Okay, now you blew my mind with that one, but anyway.
Let's go to Megan in West Bend and see what she has to say. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good
morning. We're talking about the things you've never had, because I get strep like every third week. And DZ,
on Tuesdays.
At the beginning, the first Tuesday of the month, specifically.
It's the first of the month.
Right
Allie,
before payday.
Got strep, throw down.
Seriously, though, Megan, what's something you've never had?
I have never had mono.
Oh, that's a good one.
Me neither.
I've had mono.
Really?
All my friends got it. But see, my mom had it when I was very young, mm-hmm. and then I never got it. So I must have had some type of built-up
immunity.
It really takes you out. Like, you're just so tired. Oh, it's just exhausted.
They missed, like, 3 weeks of school, and everyone's like, how did you not? I don't know. I didn't get it.
Well, and you know what? Here's a random story, another random Alley story. When I was in high school, I was really, really sick, and my mom took me to the doctor. Like, my mom was like, I'm even worried. My daughter is so sick.
Oh, you were sick.
I was not moving for days.
Not moving, not eating, not nothing.
She took me in, and they thought I had mono. Guess what? It turned out to be.
What?
I didn't have mono. My iron was so low that I was physically, they thought I had mono. That's when I learned I was anemic, which a lot of women are anemic, which just means you have low iron.
You
got
to bring up the iron,
but
right.
But mine's like excessively low, like to the point where they thought I had mono, because that's how tired I was, and that's what mono does to you. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, but you think the iron level, something like that, isn't going to affect you like that, but clearly it does.
It knocked me out. They thought I had mono. That's how bad it was. Yeah, crazy. Gee. Anyway. All right. Thanks for calling, Megan. Glad you never had mono.
Megan, no mono.
Have a good day, Megan. All right, let's go to Matt in Milwaukee. Hi, Matt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
What up? Are you sick now? What's going on? Yeah. Are you good, Bobby?
You all right?
I'm good.
Oh, good, good, good. Ooh, you made me nervous.
Yeah, what have you never had, Matt?
I've never had rabies.
Okay. Thank God. You know what?
I've seen a bat in my backyard once, and I dodged it.
Oh, you actually dodged it. Oh. See, and you're not one of the guys that'll be like, oh, look at this friendly raccoon in the daytime. Let me just pet it on the head real quick. I see you're smarter than
that. I had my dogs outside. I ran back in the house. My dogs were outside like, what are you doing? Well, there's a bat above you.
Matt.
Come inside, please.
He must not have been listening the day I told the bat story when there was a bat in my condo on the east side. Did you miss that story, Matt? You must have.
I did. I would leave.
Oh, I screamed bloody murder, and my ex-husband had to get it out, and I was hysterical, but that's another story for another day, okay?
Matt would have been with you worried about rabies.
I never had rabies either, though, thank God.
I had it once, but I'm okay.
Okay, DZ. Okay, get out of here. Matt, I'm glad you're okay, and I would have run in the house, too. Goodbye.
Later, Matt. Good talk, bro. Talk to us again, but call us. You were funny.
Oh, man. Megan's in Muskego. Another Megan. Let's see what she has
to say. What's up with all these Megans in Muskego? What's going on?
I don't know. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
All right. What have you never had?
I'm like DZ. I've never had strep.
You gang, lucky gang. Ducks.
My brother had it all the time when we were growing up, and I'm surprised I never had it.
Yeah, like you just didn't catch it.
And what's the thing with that, bro?
I don't know.
Like, are we just built better? You know what I'm saying?
Forget you. You know what? I hate you so much.
No, I'm talking about Megan. Hey. Like Megan being built better, not me.
I can't stand you sometimes.
I've also never had mono, and I've never had chickenpox either.
That's good.
Wow.
These are things you should be proud of. These are good things.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I like this a lot. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Megan. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Paula in Waukesha texted in, I've had it all. Oh my God, she said, I've had it all. Typhoid, malaria, mono, strep, E. coli infestation in my kidney, COVID twice. Haven't had the bird flu, though. Okay, Paula, you're killing me right now.
I guess you're winning on that end, bro. You ain't over here like me and Megan, strong body, strong mind.
Don't come near me, though, please, whatever you do.
Stay away.
Last but not least, Carl is in Indianapolis this morning. He listens on the Odyssey app. Hi, Carl.
Morning, Carl.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias! Hallie from Greenfield texted in, by the way, and said the flu is specifically the influenza virus. Many clinics can test for it, and there's medication to treat it if you start it within 3 days of symptoms starting. Thank you, because we were talking about the flu and the cold and the differences.
Rhinovirus, got it.
All right, Carl, what have you never had?
I never had COVID, actually, except for all my family members for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, you were the one carrying it and never had any symptoms. Got it. Good to you gave it to everybody. Thank you, Carl. Try to stay warm out there, please. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. That's impossible today, but we're going to try anyway.
It is. It's supposed to, it could get as low as negative 29 or something. I mean, that's reckless.
Reckless.
That is, if that even happens, but ooh-wee.
I mean, with the wind chill, it makes sense, bro. That's what really does it.
So over winter. So over winter so much.
Same, girl.
Over it. So, DZ, one of the things you and I have talked about on the show before is things you shouldn't have to pay for. And I know nothing's free. My dad always says, nothing's for free.
Nothing in life is free.
I mean, as if I'm not paranoid enough and I don't have trust issues. Some of that comes from my father. Nothing's for free. If somebody tells you it's for free, it's too good to be true. Nothing's for free, Allison.
Well, I get the metaphor, but sometimes things are free.
Sometimes things are free. But there are things that you and I think, can agree on that we shouldn't have to pay for some certain things.
Yeah.
My example is when I'm out with Owen and we like to go to the Mongolian Grill. That's our joint.
Love the Mongolian Grill.
That kid can eat rice like it's going out of style.
Right.
And I could too. He's 6'4 and 220, this 13-year-old. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I get it why he loves the rice and the noodles and all that and the food in general. But, you know, sometimes you go to these places or hibachi and they will charge you for like white rice. And I'm like, okay.
Weird.
It's one thing if you want to charge me for, you know, fried rice, because I get it. You're putting more work into it and you're adding ingredients.
Are you though? Are you really though?
White rice? Isn't you're going to charge me for an extra little bowl of white rice?
You're going to charge me $4 because you added soy sauce and peas? Okay.
Come on. Okay. Well, I mean, at least it's better than, you know.
Yeah, subjective.
I do miss rice. I eat cauliflower rice now, but I did love rice back in the day.
But rice is usually extra.
So it is extra.
And it's weird.
And it's really cheap. It, same thing to buy, I mean, to make rice is like.
They make it by the pound at these spots, bro, for
real. There's a reason on Survivor, it's the only food they get that they get rice.
Thank you.
Because it's so cheap and easy to make.
But it is also filling, and as far as nutritional value, yeah, there isn't much nutritional value, mm-hmm, but it will keep you alive. And mm-hmm, it is sustenance for your body.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right? Exactly. So sometimes I think it's ridiculous when they charge us for things like white rice. The other thing that irritates me, yeah, is we're going to talk about things you shouldn't have to pay for, just a personal opinion.
This is just a you thing?
Us thing. Like, I don't want businesses to be annoyed, but I'm sorry, I should not have to pay for soda refills. Like, you have lost your mind.
Listen.
You want to charge me $2.59 a soda?
I'll pay for the first cup.
I will too.
But if I'm sitting there.
Now you're tripping.
If I am sitting there eating my meal and mm-mm, I drink my drink, no, I am standing up and I'm about to refill that mug.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we were at the movies mm-hmm this weekend, and don't think I didn't go get my Diet Dr. Pepper more than once at the Marcus Majestic. I was like on repeat.
And I'm walking out with one too. We're like,
exactly,
what?
Exactly. But could you imagine if they were every time I went to refill, I would be furious. You
I've
know?
Been to restaurants and places to where you drink your drink mm-hmm and you have to pay for a refill. And some of these same spots are big box chains,
which
where you're like,
oh,
excuse me. I know for a fact there mm-hmm is a cardboard box with yep a plastic bag hooked up to a plastic hose that is yep just syrup being fed mm-hmm into just some soda machine.
It's a ripoff to charge for soda refills. I am sorry. It is a ripoff.
One I've grown to respect, but what? One I understand more but still disagree with, when you're paying for extra sauces, like some of these stores that make you pay for Diablo.
Right. Yep. Uh-huh.
Some of these places that for whatever reason, a Polynesian sauce is $2.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why are we doing this to people, bro? It's sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm already buying the nuggets. I'm already mm-hmm buying the fries. I'm already getting the little tacos or whatever, yeah, bro. Why are you charging me for the sauce or to eat it with?
Or they're being stingy about it, because, you know, a lot of times I will get a burger with no bun.
Yeah.
And there are two chains I love to get burgers with no bun. Buns. I'm going to leave them nameless because I really do actually love both of them.
Fair.
But man, they're stingy when I ask for mayo.
Bruh.
I'm like, just give me some packets of mayo. They're like, here's two. I'm like, two ain't cutting it.
Can you give me two more,
I need
dog?
Two more. And, oh, and then, you, and then add
cents?
Three more.
10 cents.
I'm like, come on.
Two come with the meal.
Unbelievable.
10 cents extra.
And honestly, I have kids that don't even use sauce on like nuggets, which is another topic for another day. So I'm making up for the people that need extras, okay? When Owen doesn't want sauce for his nuggets, give DZ the extra.
Give me
one.
The extra sauce,
come
bro.
On.
And why are you charging me 10 to 20 cents more? I've been to restaurants and places where they've literally tacked on a 40 cents extra charge. Now, sauces sound dumb, but one thing that has never made sense to me
when you go to buy a, think about when you buy a bottle, though, of sauce at the store, you do pay for that.
That's a bottle.
True.
It's not like I'm paying for a meal along with that, mm-hmm, right? Arguably, I've paid for the meal, the sauces should be included. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to a Mexican spot, or when we go to a Colombian spot,
yeah,
they'll usually bring you a little soup or a little salad, something to start the meal off with,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying extra for chips and guac and salsa.
Mm.
It should never be extra.
Oh, you just triggered me with that one. When I ask for guac on my bowl, and you know who you are, I'm not naming names, but everybody... I'm like, really? And they're like, do you want chips? And I'm like, no, I don't want the chips, but they still charge me for chips and guac. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Why?
All I wanted was a little glob of guacamole.
Little glob of guac. That's all I needed.
On top of my bowl.
I need you to lather me up. I just needed a glob, bro.
Somebody texted in, charging for air at the gas station.
Ooh, now we're preaching.
Now we're on
to it. We were thinking about restaurants. Whoever said that just went real life.
They did. Anything in general that you shouldn't have to pay for. You're right. We were just thinking food.
Air.
In your tires is ridiculous. Somebody said, I hate paying for water. Oh, like a bottle of water.
No. Like, they're talking about paying a water bill? Why are we paying for a water bill? Why do I have
one?
Yes. If they're not, that's mine now.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's funny when I go through a drive-thru and I'm like, can I get a water? And they're like, a bottle? I'm like, no, I want you to put it in a cup so it's free.
Come on now.
I don't know. I'm not paying $3 for a bottle of water.
You're not paying for the water. You're paying for the plastic cup that they're putting it in for
exactly.
you anyway. But come on now. Yeah, and I'm with you on that one.
Nancy and Racine texted in and said, 10 cents extra for iced tea on a fast food app.
No way. You get charged extra for tea?
I was thinking she was going to say ice, but no, iced tea, okay.
No way.
Somebody else said air for your tires. Yep, we agree.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Wait a second. There's a restaurant in Muguanago that charges a, quote, back of house fee at $1 per person for dining. Huh?
For what? A back of house fee?
What does that mean?
You're charging me to bring people in
and
with
only,
me?
Shouldn't you be happy we're bringing people in? $1.
Bro, a meal should be cheaper the more people that come in to eat. That's a personal philosophy, but that's just me.
Oh, here's a good one. A second person fee in an apartment. I haven't lived in an apartment in so long, I forgot they do that sometimes.
A second person fee.
You know what?
So
the phones are lit up.
It's $1,000 for rent, but if it's a second person, it's $1,500.
That's ridiculous.
Ayo.
No, just ask for a bigger security deposit so you could rip us off at the end like you're gonna anyway.
Or does it not matter because the bills are paid anyway? What's the second person fee? It doesn't matter who's in this house. I paid the bill,
that's
didn't
weird.
I?
Weird. 414-533-1037. Oh boy, yeah, the phones are going. We'll talk to you guys next. We're talking about things you shouldn't have to pay for. And Kim in Hartford said, Quick Trip does not charge for air, FYI. I knew that. I thought we knew that, no?
No, a lot of people don't know that, actually.
Can I tell you something, though? I didn't realize Quick Trip is not in the city.
Yeah.
When I looked at a map one day, when I needed air in my tires, and I looked, just put in Quick Trip on a map and zoom out of Milwaukee, they're only in the burbs. I was a little disappointed by that.
Were you too close to Milwaukee?
I was a
and
little.
And then there wasn't none for 10 miles, and you
shocked.
Went, huh?
Why? What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't know that Quick Trip is so cool, and they've got free air.
because they're not in Milwaukee, if you haven't been to one.
Because they've never been to one,
right.
And they've never seen one in real life.
I zoomed out on a map, and I was shocked when I saw. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So let's go to Lindsay in Franksville, actually, because she wanted to talk about Quick Trip.
Lindsay?
Yeah, because we were talking about things you shouldn't have to pay for. Our Lindsay. It's been a minute. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, for sure. It's been a minute.
I missed you guys. I missed you on the week of love. I didn't get to tell you guys I love you.
You know we always love you.
What's something you shouldn't have to pay for?
I mean, it was a good transition. You got the Quick Trip because you got the free air. Mm-hmm. And plus, you can put in like how much, you know, how many pounds you want, and it'll stop right there for you.
The PSIs. But, I do love those machines.
You know, yep. And Allie, you're spending so much time at the hot bars. Have you not noticed that there's, you know, with the chicken tenders, you get a free sauce. You have the condiment bar there. You can add all your stuff on your burgers.
You know
the
what?
Sauce is free?
Yeah. They have all the condiments.
Well, you get one free sauce with your chicken tenders or whatever. Oh. But my kids found out that when you get something at the hot bar, you can get the free nacho sauce. So now they are all about that.
Well, and you know what? I'm not going to lie. I was at the movies this weekend, and I might have put a few extra mustards in my pocket.
Mustard!
Because you know I got a hot dog, so I was like, don't mind me putting the mustard packets in. I sure did.
And not you sliding some Dijons,
Lindsay,
in the pocket.
My grandma, my New Jersey grandma, of course, used to have napkins and straws, and this woman, my grandma Ruth, used to, her purse was full of things
from restaurants
that she took, let me tell you.
Straws and forks and napkins.
Is this your dad's
sugar
mom?
Packets. Yep, my dad's mom, my Jewish grandma,
yeah,
of course.
That's why he brings chips to restaurants.
I forgot.
Not wrong.
I posted that my dad brings chips.
I remember this.
That's right. That's Stan's mom.
You know what I'm saying?
My grandma.
Listen, I embarrassed my mom once. You reminded me of a story where I was like Ruth, bro, like your grandma.
Yeah.
Where I looked at my mom from across the restaurant at a fast food chain that shall not be named.
Yeah.
And I went, Mom, do you want me to grab extra straws and napkins for the car? And she looked at me and said, shut the...
Nobody knows we take those.
But yes, grab extras. You know the move.
Well, Lindsay, thanks for the tip on free stuff. We appreciate it.
Have a good one,
you
guys.
Too.
Bye.
Great
you just got to drive to the suburb to get them. Anyway, the suburbs. Let's go to
Or maybe just put one in the hood. Thank you.
That's true. Logan in Sheboygan. Let's go to him next. Beautiful. You played football with Logan.
My dog.
Logan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about things you shouldn't have to pay for, like white rice, like soda refills, like air in your tires.
Put us on game.
What do you think, Logan?
So there's a chain restaurant that specializes in wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fair enough.
There's a few.
And when you have a to-go order, you put it in order to go pick up, they charge you a convenience fee to take it from the back to the front for you to come pick it up.
Stop.
They charge you to walk it from the kitchen?
Oh, hell no.
They charge you $1 to walk it from the kitchen to the front of the restaurant.
I'll go get it from the kitchen. I don't need y'all to grab it for me. Hold on. What made you realize this? Hold on.
So one day I was just looking at we picked up some food, and I was looking at the receipt.
It's messed
and
up.
At the bottom it says convenience fee $1. And I finally looked it up, and it's for them to walk the food from the front to the back.
That's a joke.
From the back to the front.
What a joke.
That's one thing that I definitely agree should be free. Okay.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Come on now, what?
That's insane. I'm sorry. It did not take that long for that server to be away from their table. Honestly, the hostess should be doing that.
For all we know, they did was grab it from one counter, turned around, did a 180, and put it on the next counter,
bro.
They didn't even walk nowhere with it or do nothing with it. Hold on.
I don't like it.
I actually got a problem with this one.
I do
bro.
Too.
I got a problem with this one.
Logan, now we're triggered. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
Bye.
Teed us up and then dipped out. Say bye. Love y'all. Peace.
Wow. Somebody texted in and said you should not have to pay for street parking. Amen.
Don't we already do that with our taxpayer dollars? Why am I also paying for a parking permit in front of my own house?
I don't know. Oh, we're out of time, but screw it. Amanda and Racine, pull her up. No, just a different Amanda and Racine. Hi, Amanda.
An irregular Amanda. Somebody said, like, oh, y'all got the regulars? I'm one of the irregulars. They don't call often. They'll text every now and again. This is Amanda and Racine, one of the irregulars.
Hi,
what up?
Amanda.
Hi, guys.
What up, fam?
What is something you shouldn't have to pay for?
So my brother still brings it up to this day, but I went to visit him. He lives out in Seattle, and we went to a burger place, and you literally have to pay for each ketchup packet.
Mm-hmm. Each ketchup packet?
Are you kidding me?
Yes, each ketchup packet.
How much? How much was it?
It was like 20, I don't even know, it was years back, but I still say like the burger wasn't even that good for the ketchup.
20 cents or something
20
stupid.
Cents a pack, bro?
That's ridiculous.
And if the burger wasn't good?
It was something crazy.
Nah, you got no idea. Well, Seattle, I guess, ain't any place for me.
I'm going to be one of those girls with the big purse with ketchup in my purse. You better believe it.
It's not just hot sauce in my bag. I got all the condiments
Ranch.
In my bag. Swag.
Yes.